What's good, everybody? I'm Joe. This is the Inspire, Create, Manifest podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Today, we're sitting down with our good friend Napoleon Hill, and we're talking about desire. So there's this lovely quote from Napoleon Hill, which states, "Desire is the starting point of all achievement, not hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire, which transcends everything." And that pulsating desire, that thing that sometimes, right, we wake up, it's like, I have to do this. I have to figure this out. I know that I am supposed to do this. It's like, it's just there within you. And I asked ChatGPT because I heard a long time ago a YouTube video that broke down desire and said it came from the Latin, and I didn't quite remember exactly what they said in the YouTube video, but ChatGPT told me that in Latin, when it is broken down, it could relate to heavenly bodies, or to wish for the stars, or longing for something absent. And I thought this was really interesting, meaning that it really, this desire is a wish for the stars that has kind of inborn within us. I look at the burning desire as the thing that we agreed to come onto the planet to do. And you might now be saying, but I don't know what my burning desire is. And you're human. It's exactly what we do. We go right into, I don't know what the burning desire is. I don't know what my passion is. And you talk to a friend, you talk to your mom, you talk to your cousins, you talk to a coach. I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I want to do. And every I don't know that comes out of your mouth is keeping you in the I don't know. But there's a reason, like it or not, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that we all chose to come onto this spinning rock for a reason. There's a reason that your soul chose to incarnate at this present moment in time. And when we figure that out, that's the desire. That's sort of like, oh shit, this is it. This is what I'm meant to do. This is that desire. This is that burning desire that turned Steve Jobs into Steve Jobs. He listened to that little voice, Napoleon Hill into Napoleon Hill. And we get lost in the space of, I don't know. And we get tangled up in a negative loop of, I don't know. And we sit in, I don't know forever. Because it is all that we are telling our brain, our supercomputer, our subconscious. We keep reaffirming, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And your subconscious is going to always listen and always show you what you are telling it. So our first step could be, I'm connecting to my desires. I'm exploring my desires. I'm figuring out my desires. I'm sitting with my desires, and allow your subconscious and your supercomputer to work for you. Because once you get that, once you feel that desire, you'll know, and it really will transcend everything. And I'm going to leave you with this fun little nugget. You can also have multiple desires, and you might fall into a desire that you explore for a decade, and then all of a sudden say, you know what? Huh, I think I want to go explore this now. And the more we keep listening to the little voice, the more we keep doing our practices, the more that we can stay in connect with that desire, because everything is leading us exactly where we're supposed to be, exactly what we chose to do before we came here. Can we just listen, follow that voice, follow that burning desire, and allow it to happen? Thanks for being here, everybody. Today's episode is brought to us by our Inspire, Create, Manifest school community. Come check out the Monday Night Manifestation Mastermind groups, Oracle Reads, all kinds of fun message board, good conversations happening, and other fun, exciting events. hit the links in the show notes, and I'll see you in school.